Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Our expert on disability tax credit, unfortunately, we've had some technical problems and he'll have to join us at a later show. So that gives us another opportunity, my friend, to talk a little bit about process.
Yeah.
So we were talking about growth.
Prior to the commercial break, I was saying that the buy and hold concept and waiting for things to recover when you're transitioning to a living in retirement can be detrimental to your retirement.
Yeah.
Because you're waiting and you're waiting and it could be years before you break even. And then you're not starting to dip on that savings to live your lifestyle in retirement or get to that point where you need that amount of capital to retire, and holding on for that could be a big, big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the strategy that a person should look at when it comes to, you're at this point, you're down, and I'll make up that number again, 20%. You got a list of investments. Many of them are good ideas at the time. Mm-hmm. They're not a portfolio, they weren't put together for a particular reason. They're just put because each individual stock is a good idea. But having said that, let's talk about it's a portfolio of a bunch of companies. You're down 20%. What the heck do you do now? Okay. So step one, you need to look at what your objectives are.
Mm-hmm.
What's your retirement plan look like? And I'm focusing only on people who are approaching or living in retirement. If you are approaching retirement and you need cash flow, when do you need that cash flow? And make an assessment on that. And let's build a income bucket, we call it, a strategy that has nothing to do with the stock market, and basically cushion that money that you know for the next 1, 2, possibly 3 years, you've got that cash flow like it's money in the bank. You
yep.
got it.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about the markets or geopolitical or anything. It's money in the bank. Okay. Then you've got your portfolio with the rest of your capital. Okay. You're investing this. Now you have to have an economic thesis.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to look at the world as of today, where things are going. Where are the most likely outcomes? What if you're wrong and things could be better? What if you're wrong and things could be worse? Most likely outcomes first.
So base case, we call it.
Base case, but your base case has to have some conviction behind it.
Sure it does.
It has to have more than 50% probability of an outcome.
Yep.
And then you can say, well, it doesn't look good, but here's my base case. So maybe my worst case has a higher probability of happening than my best case scenario. So you can do that. Or you're optimistic and you yep. can say my best case has higher probability than my worst case.
Well, we call it risk to the upside or risk to the downside.
Fantastic.
Right?
Okay. So now you've got your mechanism of where you want to go in your thesis. Now you invest accordingly. And let's say, for example, you believe 50% things are going to just truck along slowly. 25% probably things are going to get better, and 25% probably things are going to get worse. So you're pretty much hedging your bets. You have really no clue of which way things are going to go better or worse, but you're saying things are just going to truck along slowly. Okay, best case scenario, 25%. Where's the opportunity in that scenario? And don't put too much of your portfolio in the best case because you don't think it's a high probability of happening.
Right.
You put worst case scenario, how do I defend or protect? You put a little bit of money in there.
Right.
You're not going to put a lot of money in there because you don't feel that's a high probability of happening. The rest is trucking along.
Right.
If that's your thesis. Now you build with 5 key pillars. Pillar number one you need to have is fixed income. I don't care what anybody says. Yes, Dave, I'm actually saying it. You need bonds in your growth portfolio.
This is being recorded. You know that.
Yeah, and it's being recorded. You can take pieces of this. For everybody out there, I've said bonds are not very exciting. They're not entertaining. But what I do know is that the bond market is one of the best indicators of what's going to happen in the economy
yep.
going forward. Okay, and so given today's interest rates, you do need some opportunity of fixed income in your portfolio. As Canadians, we do have some good quality Canadian companies. You need some exposure there. With U.S. and international exposure, the rest of the world, there's a whole bunch of opportunity there. Okay, those are the three main. There's two more. We call them the alternative pillars.
Yep.
You have to be humble enough to know you're not going to be 100% right.
Yep.
And things could go sour or things could have opportunity, but you can't take huge volatility when you're down this much.
Right.
So you need, I call them volatility minimizers.
Airbags.
It's like the Tums or Pepto-Bismol after a long night of chicken wings. You need something to calm that acid reflex down.
Right.
And that's what alternative investments can do for your portfolio. It just brings down all that volatility or acid reflux that you get.
Right.
You need exposure in there. You need research to figure out what kind of exposure in there. Now, I'm saying this in broad space because I don't want to give any recommendations to people of what to buy and how much to buy. But what I am saying is this process gets you to look at how your situation is today. And then, given the fact that you believe it's trucking along, I think this is going to be a volatile market, you need to review monthly.
Yep.
And keep at it and keep at it. And if your thesis changes, you adjust your portfolio.
Exactly.
If your thesis stays the same, you keep on reevaluating on a monthly basis.
Yep.
Most people will say, look at it once a year. Most people will say, look, try to rebalance every quarter. I am saying we do it monthly right now because the volatility is high.
Only because the volatility is high.
When it's just a normal market condition with less standard deviation of volatility, you can go about quarterly or annually. It's fine.
Yep.
But right now, this is the opportunity.
Right.
If you are a buy, hold, and hope investor, you have to ride out the next possible 3, 4, 5 years just to break even. And if you dip into that capital in that time frame, well, you'll never recover.
Right.
Because you've spent that money.
Right.
On the opposite side, I hear, well, just buy dividend-paying stocks. Look at how the dividends are paying. Well, you have to be realistic of what your future looks like and what most humanistic behavior is. Tell someone to live on the exact same amount of income for the next 3, 4, 5 years in their retirement, good luck.
Yeah.
It's not realistic.
Well, explain that though. There's a number of problems with that dividend idea. Number one, to receive a dividend, for the most part, you're in equity, right? In equity generally tends to be more volatile. And the problem with volatility on the downside, with your point, is if you need more income than what those dividends are producing, and let's assume no dividend cuts or any changes, then you have to sell stock.
So you have $1 million portfolio today. You buy a whole bunch of dividend stocks that, and that 5% average. So you're making $50,000 in dividends and you're living off that cash flow.
Right.
The problem is, we've been doing this for
a long time.
We have never met somebody, not one of our clients, have spent the exact same amount of money every single year over a 5-year period. Just hasn't happened.
Nope. Especially this year coming out of
COVID.
Human
beings don't spend the exact same amount of money. Forget about inflation.
Yeah.
Let's assume there's no inflation.
I don't mean inflation. The special trips they're taking, all the, you know, it's crazy.
Things come up.
Right.
You want to do stuff. You want to spend money in different ways than you did the previous year.
Right.
And it might be more or less. The problem is if it's a little bit more than that $50,000 in our example, where are you going to get the money from?
Right.
You're going to have to sell a security.
And that's your income.
That future income goes down.
That's right.
And get ready for that snowball effect. And you won't notice it for 5 years.
Right.
You won't notice it for 5 years. And all of a sudden, how come I'm not making as much income?
Right.
What happened to my portfolio?
Or you have to accelerate the selling.
I haven't recovered.
Right.
And I'm drawing. I've lost off the peak. I'm never going to recover. You want that kind of stress in your retirement?
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
Right.
That strategy, from taking a look at the economic viewpoint, your best case, worst case scenario.
And core, yeah.
And base case scenario. Yeah. Looking at the five pillars, allocating based upon your thesis.
Yeah.
And then monthly review, monthly activity, so you know that you can mitigate all the risks that come up in this type of market.
Right.
Then you recover faster, you can then move forward faster, and the anxiety, stress of the future is mitigated.
That was enjoyable, I gotta say. I didn't have to do very much that particular
segment. It's always a great segment when you don't talk.
that was awesome.
Okay, so pretty complex strategy. Again, you'd probably have to hear this over and over again. Yeah. So if you want to listen to this piece again, so you know how to do it, go to morethanmoneyradio.com. This will be posted in about a week's time from today. So feel free to go back to that website and grab that. If you want to sit down and see the process live in action, we're going to be doing this at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m., live in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You do have to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
And thanks for tuning in for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, we look forward to joining you or talking to you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.